AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. American and British officials say a bomb may have caused that Russian jet to crash in Egypt last Saturday. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A U.S. official says intelligence agencies have tentatively concluded a bomb planted by the Islamic State Group's affiliate in Egypt brought down the jet. If confirmed, former FBI terror investigator Clint Watts calls it a big shift for the militants.
There haven't been significant external operations or large-scale attacks outside of Iraq and Syria.
The official says intercepted communications played a role in the conclusion, and while others are cautioning those can sometimes be misleading, Britain's top diplomat says there's a significant possibility a bombing was to blame. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A Republican senator has put on hold President Obama's nominee for the Secretary of the Army.
Kansas Senator Pat Roberts vows to put holds on any nominee to keep the president from taking unilateral action to close Guantanamo Bay and transfer detainees to the U.S. He and the other Republican lawmakers in the Kansas delegation are condemning what they say is the president's refusal to rule out executive action on the matter. Kansas is one of the states that's been mentioned as a possible location for transfer detainees.
AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley in Washington. The close-knit Illinois community of Fox Lake is struggling to make sense of authorities' announcement that a popular police officer staged his suicide in September to make it look like he died in the line of duty. Commander George Falenko says Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz knew what he was doing.
Glenowitz had significant experience staging mock crime scenes for police explorer training.
The Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says his name will no longer be etched onto a marble monument dedicated to fallen officers. ET screenwriter Melissa Matheson has died at 65 of cancer. This is AP Radio News. There's a change in the lineup for this year's Kennedy Center Honors.
The Eagles were supposed to be among those honored at next month's event in Washington, D.C., but they will not be there. The reason? Glenn Frey won't be able to make it. He has a history of intestinal problems, and a flare-up means he's going to need surgery, and that's going to have him laid up for the December 6th event. The Kennedy Center says the honor for the Eagles will now be pushed back a year, but the show will go on for the other honorees, including Carole King and Star Wars mastermind George Lucas. Oscar Wells, Gabriel, Washington.
At the Country Music Association Awards, aired on ABC, Miranda Lambert won for Female Vocalist of the Year.
I appreciate it. I needed a bright spot this year, so thank you. I love country music fans.
Lambert could have been referring to her divorce from Blake Shelton, announced in July. Shelton confirmed just before the award show that he and fellow voice mentor Gwen Stefani are dating. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.